Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your prayers. Once again, it is Brother Masuzio Chavula seeing you through as we continue with the series that we started on daily devotion of obedience. Yesterday, we saw that the fall of man came as a result of disobedience to the word of God. And the moment man disobeyed the word of God, destruction came upon man. Death came. Sin, affliction, sicknesses, diseases, hatred, bitterness, and anger. They all manifested in the life of a human being as a result of disobeying the word that God had given. Now, we want to go further. Obedience, as we saw, that is the willingness of one to surrender their ego to a higher authority or their will to a higher power. The willingness. We see something in the Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15. There is a story that is well known. A story where the Lord God had told Samuel to tell Saul to go and kill the Amalekites. And when Saul had received the instruction, he was told that he should destroy all that they have and spare them not, but to slay both man and woman, infant, you know, suckling children, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Now, when Saul had received this instruction, it looked as if Saul had obeyed what the Lord had spoken unto him. Because Saul went surely to destroy the Amalekites. But what do we learn in this story? Obedience is to fully or willingly execute all that which you have been taught. But in this story, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, we see something that Saul acted as if he had obeyed the instructions that he had received by taking a step to go and kill the Amalekites, but he did not fully obey the whole instruction that he was given unto him. Let me read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15. I'll read verse 7. And so smote the Amalekites from Avira until thou camest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agagal, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people at the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agagal the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile, and refused that they destroy utterly. So Saul, he kept the king of Agag, and yet the word of the Lord that came unto him was that go and destroy all the people, including women and suckling children, all the oxes, the camels, the ass. But when Saul takes a step with the soldiers that he went with, he did not do that which the Lord had told him. Brothers and sisters, obedience is to fully take the instructions that you have been given without leaving others hanging. So Saul, he left some instructions that he did not execute because of what he saw. Now, when we read the story, Samuel was told by God to say, Saul has not done that which I've told him. And when Samuel went where Saul was, I want you to say that Saul, he will justify himself to say, I have done exactly what the Lord has done. And yet his actions were different from the words that he was speaking. Let us read verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Do you hear what Saul is telling Samuel? I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the eyes of God are like a flame of fire. He knows exactly that which we have done, if truly we have obeyed his word. It is not just the word of mouth to convince people surrounding us that we have done that which God has commanded us. Our actions are able to speak as well, because the actions that Saul took are different from the word that is telling Samuel. You can deceive mankind with your words, but your action, they are able to speak what is in your heart. So the actions that Saul took, they were different from the word that he was telling Samuel. He was trying to deceive Samuel to say, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. In short, he's trying to say, I have done all that which the Lord told me. But actually, the reality of his actions were different from what God had commanded him to do. Praise the Lord. So he was not obedient to the word of God. Because when God gives us a word, when God gives us instructions, he expects us to completely obey all his word. You cannot pick what you want to obey in the word of God and leave out some things. When God gives us the word, it means all that which has given unto us, we have to obey it. Or when God gives us the word, we must believe the word that he has given unto us. You know, we are living at a time when people are choosing. Others, they choose to believe that there is one God, and they reject other teachings from the word of God. They reject the doctrines that we receive that a woman cannot preach. They reject to stand and abide upon the promises of God. Alas, they'll tell you to say, we are under grace. I can marry and remarry, divorce and remarry. You know, they are choosy. When God has given us the instructions, they choose what to believe. They choose what to accept. And what they think is good for them, they keep it, they preserve it. It can be good in your eyes and in my eyes, and yet in the eyes of God, it is an accursed thing. It is something that is not of a blessing according to the word that God has spoken. You cannot change what God has spoken. So Saul is trying to deceive the prophet Samuel, that his actions were different from the word that he was telling Samuel. And verse 14 says, And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which are here? So Samuel is able to hear the bleatings of the sheep, the oxen. And yet Saul was saying, I have done all the commandment which the Lord had commanded me. Now when you read the whole chapter, you are going to find that Saul is being told to say, because of what you have done, the Lord has rejected you. And Saul now begins to tell the prophet to say, I have sinned against the Lord. Be merciful unto me. And he says, it was because of the people. Amen. It was because of the people. Let me read that. Samuel was speaking to Saul on verse 22. And Samuel said, Have the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Samuel tells Saul, obedience is better than sacrifice. For rebellion is thus the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, we have also rejected thee from being king. So because of disobedience to the word of God, because of not fully carrying out all the instruction that God gave unto him, Saul is losing the kingdom. It was as simple as it is that it made him to lose the kingdom. To know sin is sin. There's no bigger sin. This was considered to be a small matter in the eyes of Saul, to disobey the word of God by not fully carrying out all the instruction that God gave unto him, but not in the eyes of God. Brothers and sisters, let's be obedient to the word of God. There's nothing like it's a small thing to do against the will of the Lord. Sin is sin, and it can cost our life the way it costed the life of Saul by God taking away the kingdom and giving it unto another neighbor of his, who is David. Verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Amen. Do we see? My brothers and sisters, Saul is now confessing that I've transgressed against the commandment of God. I thought he obeyed. He was telling Samuel, I performed all the commandments of the Lord. But here he begins to confess, to say, I have transgressed against the commandment of God because I feared the people. My brothers and sisters, when God gives you a word, there will be many voices against the word of God that you have received. So here, I'm sure when they had gone in the land of the Amalekites, when he was killing them, he heard the voices of the people telling, how can we destroy such choice beef? He saw the cows with his people. Maybe people told him, so look at the cattle. Look at the sheep. These sheep are well kept. Their choice was to preserve them. Because when you look at well-nourished cattle, it speaks of money. It speaks of higher price that you can fetch out of them. So maybe the people with him, they spoke to him to say, look, we can even get some of them and sacrifice unto God. There's nothing wrong in us preserving these sheep. There's nothing wrong. Even God to accept the sacrifice. My brothers and sisters, God cannot go against what he has told us. Or God cannot go against his word. Do not be afraid with the voices of man surrounding you. The most important thing is to hearken to the voice of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Do not fear the voice of man. I may not know the voice that you are hearing. It can be the voice of sicknesses. It can be the voice of circumstances surrounding you, trying to wear you down. But stay faithful and be obedient to the word that the Lord has given unto you. Give the instruction and carry them out fully. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not choose whatever God has given unto you and I. Let us receive everything. Let us embrace everything. Let us obey everything. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Yes, there are voices of people. There are voices surrounding us, trying to weigh us down, trying to discourage us, trying to tell us, look, it looks good. There's nothing wrong for you to steal. There's nothing wrong for you to have a girlfriend. There's nothing wrong for you to commit adultery. There's nothing wrong for you to smoke. My brother and sister, be very careful with the voice influencing you. When God says it's a sin, it's a sin. Obey his word. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And let's not just obey with maybe the words that we are confessing with our mouth, like so, I have fully carried down all the commandments of God, and yet our actions, they are different from what we are professing. Paul says what? They are professing Christianity and yet they are denying the power of godliness. See? Their actions are different from what they are professing. It is exactly what we read in the life of Saul here. Obedience, it is not just to profess what you have been taught, but it's fully to carry out the duties. Your action must be aligning with what you are professing. Hallelujah. Because you can also carry out the command that you have been given, and yet inside your motives are evil. You are not doing it willingness. There is no joy in doing that. Whatever God tells us to do, when God desires us to obey His word, He wants us to do it out of love, willingly, surrendering our ego out of love, not to be forced. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So here, it was the people that he feared. He wanted to please the people. My brother, my sister, let us please God. If we can please God, then we shall be able to see the hand of the Lord upon us, making our enemies become our friends. Let's not fear what man can do to us. Maybe Saul was afraid that these people are the one who chose me to be king, and God allowed it to be so. They can dethrone me. Maybe that's what he was thinking. My brother, my sister, when God has given you a blessing, man cannot take it out of your hand if you put it back in his hand and follow his way. So we see here that Saul feared the voice of the people, and it made him to go against the word of God that he had been given. My brother, may the Lord help us to be obedient unto His word. My sister, may the Lord help us be faithful. There are many voices in this wicked world we are living in, but there's one voice that has told you to come out from among them. And let us walk in the world of righteousness through the grace of our Lord Jesus that He has given unto us. Let us obey His word. Let's be faithful. And let's obey His word out of love, willingly, not to be forced. But it has to come out of love, that our actions shall align with that which we are professing. May the Lord richly bless you. Shalom.